Chapel Hill police are searching for a missing teen. First of all, 17-year-old Mariana Orego was last seen around 6:30 yesterday evening. She's 5'6", about 120 pounds, with a pierced nose and a butterfly tattoo on one ankle. Police say she may be in Durham. They don't believe she's in danger, but they still want to hear from you if you know anything about her whereabouts. If you have any information, call 911 or contact Chapel Hill Police directly. Orange County's state legislative delegation will be in town this morning. They'll be meeting with Chapel Hill Carborough school board members at 8:30 in the Lincoln Center as part of their annual legislative breakfast. The school board will be focusing on state-level priorities today, but earlier this month they were focused more locally while meeting jointly with the Orange County School Board and the Board of County Commissioners. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell with more on what happened there.
We just thought it was good to give you all the opportunity to present whatever's on your minds, whatever you think commissioners need to know.
That's how Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford, started the Joint Commissioners and School Boards meeting on March 9th. Many of those things on the district leaders' minds were very familiar to the county officials. Each Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools spoke about the challenges of staff retention, a trend seen across the country, and, as Orange County School Board member Sarah Smiley said, reflected in a recent study by UNC. Smiley said her district is continuing to improve its diversity in educators, but it's a, quote, hugely ambitious goal when considering the shrinking number of teachers in the state's workforce.
Our hard-to-fill positions are getting even harder to fill. For us, that's math, science, exceptional children's teachers, and CTE programs. And one major challenge for Orange County Schools is that several local districts offer higher salaries, higher supplements.
For CHCCS, which experienced a critical staffing shortage for school bus drivers this fall, improving salaries is exactly what the district did to try and improve its team. But it also still has its fair share of vacancies, according to School Board Chair Ronnie Dossi.
As of March 2nd in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, there were 47 certified teacher school-based vacancies, 30 classified school-based vacancies. These are positions like teaching assistants or cafeteria employees, and 3 school administrator vacancies.
Another familiar refrain for key issues in the local districts, school safety. The county recently formed a school safety task force that meets every few months. Andre Richmond is one of the Orange County Schools representatives in that group. He said he's looking forward to helping shape additional recommendations through that group, and his district is exploring the installation of metal detectors as a short-term measure. County Commissioner Earl McKee voiced his support of that, acknowledging it's a topic that's brought out passionate responses from the school community.
In a way, I hate to see it, because I can remember when I went to Orange High School and it was pretty much free access. Unfortunately, I don't think we can do that anymore. I appreciate what you all are doing to ensure the safety of these kids. If it takes that, I would support it. Whatever we got to do to prevent anything from happening instead of trying to worry about it on the backside is a plus.
The achievement gap, which CHCCS now refers to as a difference in growth proficiency between underserved students and more privileged students, is also still top of mind. Chapel Hill Carborough's district is exploring ways to try and individualize instruction for students to help them reach the necessary standards. It's planning on a curriculum audit to improve everything from scheduling to understanding student growth in real time. Superintendent Naya Hamlet also shared some strategies to address those deficiencies right now.
At the elementary level, we certainly have the intervention enrichment blocks and with our scheduling so that the tutoring and the intervention and enrichment opportunities can happen during the instructional day. At the secondary level, we're doing some of that as well, and we've brought in some tutors for both our middle and high schools, and so that's an area of focus.
Now, the districts will turn to finalizing their plans for budgets for the 2024 fiscal year. The Orange County Board of Education is holding a public hearing and potential votes on its budget Monday night, while the CHCCS School Board will look to approve a plan later in April. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Other news, President Joe Biden was in the Triangle earlier this week, kicking off his Invest in America tour in Durham with a visit to the chip manufacturer Wolfspeed, who just announced plans for a new facility in Chatham County. Among the attendees was Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes, who's active in the state Democratic Party as well. Hughes spoke with 97.9 The Hill while the event was going on.
I think it says a lot that he is kicking that tour off here in the state as the first place on this tour. And it's really an administration-wide effort to highlight the billions of dollars in investment that has been made in our state and in really the American manufacturing industry since he took office. There's been hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in private sector efforts, including on clean energy, electric vehicles, and battery technology, with about $15 billion of that coming here to North Carolina to companies like Wolfspeed. But then also really highlighting the other ways that this administration has invested in our local communities, such as with the bipartisan infrastructure law, which North Carolina has benefited a lot from, with almost 200 projects here in the state that have been funded, including some right here in Orange County with Hillsborough, with our water and sewer system.
That's Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes speaking there. You can visit our website, chapelborough.com, for more local news, including the latest on Chapel Hill's plan to increase the number of public pickleball courts in town from 11 to 21, plus details on upcoming events from Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, including details on the 4th of July Festival and the December Holiday Parade. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Town Hall Grill. Today marks the start of a busy weekend on the Tar Heel sports calendar, led by UNC men's and women's tennis, each hosting a pair of teams as they debut the brand new Chuning Tennis Center. The top-ranked women will host Florida State at 2 o'clock today, followed by the 13th-ranked men hosting NC State at 5. And then tomorrow, the women will host Miami at 1, and the men will host Wake Forest on Sunday at 1. Meanwhile, 13th-ranked UNC baseball is on the road at Notre Dame. They're looking to bounce back from a midweek loss to Coastal Carolina. Today's series opener gets underway at 3 p.m. That's earlier than originally scheduled due to expected bad weather in South Bend. Then the series will continue tomorrow at 3 and Sunday at 1. We'll have both of those games for you here on 97.9 The Hill. Elsewhere, UNC softball is at Virginia for a three-game set this weekend. That starts at 2 o'clock today. And the third-ranked Tar Heel women's lacrosse team is also up in South Bend, taking on 12th-ranked Notre Dame Saturday at noon. Elsewhere in sports, individual honors for Tar Heel athletes. First in women's basketball, where Deja Kelly and Alyssa Usby have received honorable mention All-America honors from the Women's Basketball Coaches Association, second straight year for Kelly. And in wrestling, UNC's Austin O'Connor, coming off a national championship, has been named ACC Co-Wrestler of the Year for the second time in his career. O'Connor is the second Tar Heel wrestler ever to win multiple national championships. He's the second ever to win ACC Wrestler of the Year honors multiple times, and he's the first Tar Heel ever to do both of those things. Meanwhile, spring practice continues for Tar Heel football as Carolina gears up for its 2023 campaign. Several key transfers are joining the team this year, including Elijah Huzzy, Tez Walker, and Willie Lampkin, all of whom came in from smaller schools. Head coach Mac Brown on why that's a good strategy.
And we have found that when we take Willie Lampkin from Coastal, we take Tez Walker from Kent State. We take Elijah, for instance. They are so hungry, and they've got such a chip on their shoulder to prove that they can play at this level, because they weren't recruited at this level for whatever reason. And those guys come in, and they are on fire, and they are fighting hard every minute of every day to get a job. And I do think that is a factor. You get one from a prominent school that was very highly recruited, he may be a little cooler at first. So I think that's one thing we found, is if you can find the right guy at the group of five or at the FCS level, they're coming in with a chip on that shoulder to prove that they should have been here in the first place.
That's head coach Mac Brown speaking there. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes lost again last night, 3-2, at the hands of Detroit. The Canes are in Montreal tomorrow night. Puck drop set for 7 p.m. In baseball, today is opening day for the Durham Bulls as they look to defend last year's national championship. The Bulls are hosting Norfolk tonight at 6:35. That's game one of a three-game weekend series. And back to basketball for some transfer news. We already know that Tyler Nickel is going to be transferring out of Carolina. He made that announcement a while ago. Yesterday, we found out his destination. He's staying in the ACC. We'll see him next year in a Virginia Tech uniform. He's heading there.